You're listening to The Sports Moment.
March 14th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
The Class A Girls State Basketball Tournament begins today, and the Underwood Rockets are the number 4 seed, and they'll take on number 5 Southwest Minnesota Christian at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Now, the Rockets are 27-3, and they are riding a 9-game winning streak heading into that game today at Maturi Pavilion on the campus of the University of Minnesota. And the Rockets last year were the consolation champions in Class A. So these girls have some good experience in state tournament play, and we'll wish them the best. They'll play tomorrow, win or lose, in a semifinal game, either on the championship bracket side or the consolation bracket side. And to play on Saturday, the final day of the tournament, the teams need to win at least one of their first two games. Yesterday, the Alexandria girls basketball team, the Section 8-3A champions, who beat Fergus Falls in that title game last week, won their quarterfinal round game at the state tournament. The Cardinals defeated Rock Ridge 67-50 yesterday, and Alexandria, seeded third in the 3A tournament, will now play second-seeded De La Salle at 2 o'clock this afternoon at Williams Arena. And a couple of great battles last night in Section 6A. You know, going into the Section 6A boys semifinals, you had four of the top eight teams in the state in Class A still alive for the section title. That means three of the top eight teams in the state of Minnesota in the last ranking in Class A will not be at the state tournament because they can't get out of their section. And last night, West Central area, ranked number 2 in the state, battled Belgrade Brutinel Rosa in a back-and-forth contest. In fact, there were 15 lead changes in the game. And the Knights, the number 1 seed in the south subsection of 6A, beat the number 2 seeded Jaguars 71-68. So the Knights will now play for the Section 6A title tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Roosevelt Gym at the Otter Fieldhouse in Fergus Falls, and their opponent will be the number 3 ranked team in the state, Ada Borup West. The Cougars, who were seeded number 2 in the north half of Section 6A, knocked off the top-seeded Henning Hornets at the Hive in Perham last night, 69-55, and they had to overcome a 10-point halftime deficit to beat Henning in that game. So a pretty wild night of basketball, and I'm sure we're in for a wild one tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Roosevelt Gym. And whatever way that one goes, there will be a great team going on to state out of this section, and there will be a great team staying home, as either the number 2 or 3 ranked team will be beaten tomorrow night in that section championship game. In Section 8-2A, Pelican Rapids, the top seed, and number 2 seed Park Rapids have made it to the championship game, which will be played at Concordia College in Moorhead at 7 o'clock Friday night. The Vikings got 20 points and 8 rebounds from Timmy Guler as they knocked off East Grand Forks 78-65 in their game last night at Concordia. And Park Rapids won 63-47 in their game. So we're getting down to it. The section championship games tomorrow night in 6A and 8-2A to decide who is heading to state out of those two sections. And I did catch up with Craig Hunter, the head coach of the West Central area boys basketball team, again ranked number 2 in the state, after his team's South Subsection 6A championship victory last night against Belgrade Brutinel Rosa. Craig Hunter is with us after an amazing win here tonight in Glenwood, 71-68, 15 lead changes in the ball game. One of those nights, Craig, you couldn't breathe easily at all night long.
No, it was not pleasant that way. You know, it was nerve-wracking, but our kids stayed really calm. And we tell them that a lot. You know, we work on that, like your seniors, a lot of you, and been in a lot of close games playing our conference. And they were like that in the huddle. You know, they were saying the same things right before I said, and they're like, we got to get a stop, score a stop, you know. So, BB, they played really well tonight. You know, that's probably the best I've seen them play. It's when you give up a size advantage, you have to help in the post, like I said, in the pregame a little bit. And when the other kids are hitting shots and you're trying to recover, it really makes it tough. But, you know, it's credit to our kids that have the resiliency to still find a way.
You know, and you mentioned BBE played great, and I find that to be very impressive because they lost Hayden Sobiak early in the game. When you lose a frontline player like that, I mean, somebody's got to step up, and they had people do that.
Yeah, and we know, like, you know, number 12, DeRue, he's a really good shooter. And then they have a kid off the bench, Piper, he's a good shooter. He filled in for him pretty good, hit a couple threes as well. So, yeah, it's, you know, just got to go with the flow of the game and keep making adjustments. And, you know, when they make runs, you got to respond. And it's really tough because, like, we didn't get many offensive boards because they're big and they can jump. So not a lot of second chances, you know, because we weren't shooting very well and they were, you know, so that's the boards were a tough thing too. But like I said, we found a way.
Defense, again, you're touching the ball all the time. I mentioned during the broadcast, Naz Dotz has his hands on the ball a lot and it's not on the offensive end. He's always touching a pass, it seems, deflecting it. I think he had four tie-ups tonight out there. You just really made it tough on them, especially in the lane.
Yeah, that's what he does. And that's what we do too. I mean, we try to get really active hands. Like I said, we're small, so we have to try to use our quickness and try to disrupt people on defense. And Naz is our leader in that area. He does that every game. We have an award we give out weekly called the Mad Dog Award for taking charges, diving on the floor, deflections and steals and assists. And, you know, you could just put his name on there if you wanted to, you know, because that's what he is. He just plays like a mad dog and so valuable. He's one of our most valuable players just because of that. He's his hustle and, you know, he gets 7-8 rebounds a lot of games at 5-9 just because he wants the ball and he's a big factor for us.
You know, Cam Anderson got you going tonight in that first half. He had 13 first half points, seemed to be unstoppable attacking the basket. It was nice to see that him be able to go out and set the tone for you.
Yeah, he's a good player. The thing with Cam is, you know, we don't need him to score. We kind of tell him, you know, back like, you know, Magic Johnson used to do. They're different types of players, but as far as like, do we need scoring or do we need assists, you know, and just letting things come to you, not forcing things, because we have other players too, and he's such a good passer. So he kind of tries just to read what we need, and, you know, whether he has open shot, he'll shoot it, and if they double him, he'll try to, you know, get the assist.
Second half, Mitch Dewey just was clutch. He stepped up, hit a couple of big threes for you down the stretch at those two free throws to make BBE have to shoot a three at the end. Just, is that the type of player he's been all year, just clutch?
Yep, he's actually been like that for 3 years, like even his sophomore and junior year in Pelican Rapids. He had two big ones at the end of the Christmas Tournament Championship. And that's kind of why at the end, you know, we tried to get him the ball, and then that last free throw, I took a timeout just to try to get it in his hands, shoot free throws, because, yeah, he's clutch. He wants it. He's practiced, you know, many, many hours, and, you know, that's gave me confidence when I saw him get the ball and put up that three.
You know, Ben Baye had a great second half for you at 13. He had, I think he was probably had another double-double tonight. He had one the other night against Border West, but he seemed to come out of halftime with a little fire in his eyes.
Yeah, he's just a hard worker, a great kid, too. You know, and it takes a little adjustment playing against Dingman because, you know, he's just so good at blocking shots. Like, Ben's very good at pump faking and going off 2 feet, but Dingman's really good at his timing to wait and then block it. And, you know, one of my assistants at half just told Ben, like, don't be scared of him. Just, you got to keep going at him and not float around the perimeter and still get in there and get those post touches. And when Ben touches the ball, even if he doesn't score, gets the rest of our guys open, you know, just getting that post presence and drawing help in the paint.
You held Dingman to 5 in the first half. You knew he'd come out in the second half and start doing a little more offensively, but what do you credit to the success of holding him in the first half?
Well, I mean, we just tried to be physical with him and not let him get the ball close, you know. And then some of their sets when, you know, our guys, they were screening for him, our guys, the defender on the screener was just trying to help as much as possible, make him catch it away from the paint. And we did a good job with him inside, you know, that when he starts hitting 22-footers, it's really tough to guard. He's just an amazing athlete, you know. And when he mostly goes inside, like I said, when he starts hitting threes too, it makes a pretty tough matchup.
Ada Borup West is your opponent. We got number 2 in the state against number 3 in the state in the section championship. That says a lot about what this section is like, considering number 6 in the state and number 8 in the state got beat tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Ada's a very good team. We watched them quite a few times. They're a little bit like us. They're not huge. They got a couple of physical post players, but they're, you know, 6'2", 6'3". They got an amazing point guard. He's super quick and can shoot the three, so that's going to be our main focus. And they got a really, really good shooter, you know, and they're pretty balanced, too. They have, you know, 6'7" guys that are all pretty good, so, and they're very athletic. So it's going to be a tough game. You know, we have our work cut out for us the next couple of days, so.
Well, and you've got four solid senior starters in there, and your seniors, I know, are, you know, you just challenge them, right? Like, hey, this is your chance.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's what they've been playing for all year. They know that, you know, and just hope they can get it for those kids because they are such good kids, and, you know, and like they'll lay it all on the line. Like you said, they're seniors, and they put in a lot of hours, so they'll give the effort.
Craig Hunter of the Knights, and again, his team will be in action for the Section 6A title tomorrow night at the Roosevelt Gym in Fergus Falls against Ada Borup West. You know, Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. You can visit them at their four locations around the area, offices in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, or you can visit them online also at pemlaw.com. And Lake Area Docks and Lifts serves you from five convenient locations across Lakes area. They are ready to help you get ready for summer fun on the water. That's Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
The University of Minnesota men's basketball team enters the Big Ten men's basketball tournament as the number 9 seed. That tournament begins today at Target Center in Minneapolis. The Gophers are facing Michigan State, who they have split with on the season, and should they win the game, they would advance to Friday's 11 a.m. quarterfinal game against number 1 seed Purdue. The Gophers finished the Big Ten regular season with a 9-11 record. That's the most conference wins for Minnesota since the 2018-2019 season and the highest seeding under head coach Ben Johnson. Minnesota actually improved 5 spots from last year's number 14 seeding as the number 9 seed in the tournament. Tonight, the Minnesota Wild are back in action. They've won 4 of their last 5 games, and they'll be hosting the Anaheim Ducks in a 7 o'clock faceoff at the XL Energy Center. They lost to the Ducks back in January 3-2 in their only previous meeting of the season. And former Vikings linebacker Eric Kendricks, who earlier on Wednesday agreed to a 1-year deal with the San Francisco 49ers, has instead decided to join the Dallas Cowboys. Kendricks' agreement with Dallas is for 1 year. Cowboys defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer, who coached Kendricks with the Minnesota Vikings from 2015 to 2021, wanted the former Pro Bowl selection to help run his defense, and Kendricks also preferred to play in Dallas. So Kendricks is going to be their linebacker. He's a 2015 second-round pick who played 8 seasons for the Vikings before he was released after the 2022 season. And that'll do it for our podcast today. Be sure to join us again tomorrow for Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.